In U.S. news, Pennsylvania is suing Character.ai after state officials said one of its chatbots posed as a doctor and claimed it could prescribe medication. The state wants a court order stopping the company from letting bots present themselves as licensed medical professionals. In a related reminder that the internet remains committed to improv, the problem is not that the chatbot was helpful, it is that it apparently sounded authoritative enough to be dangerous. Kentucky State Police are also investigating a wave of bomb threats against schools, with preliminary signs pointing to a robocalling campaign. Officials say none of the threats have been found credible so far, but they have not identified all the targeted schools. False threats are still threats, and they waste time, money, and fear in exactly the wrong places. In Washington, President Trump has again raised questions about the limits of a second term, telling business leaders he could still be president 8 or 9 years from now. He also said the U.S. is pausing Project Freedom for now, as talks with Iran and pressure from other countries move forward. On Capitol Hill, Senate Republicans have proposed including $1 billion in taxpayer money for a White House ballroom project, which is certainly one way to read the room. In Britain and Europe, a major study from King's College London found that black people in England are twice as likely to have a stroke as white people and less likely to receive timely care. The research, based on 3 decades of data from the South London Stroke Register, was presented at the European Stroke Organization Conference. That is a stark health gap and not one that should be allowed to sit quietly in a conference presentation. In world news, German officials say Christian Bruckner cannot be extradited to Britain because Germany's constitutional rules bar extradition to non-EU countries. The admission complicates any future trial over the Madeleine McCann case, even as British, German, and Portuguese authorities remain in contact, and the Metropolitan Police continues its investigation.